This extreme weather can wreak havoc on your car, and although we're well into the winter season, it's not too late to make sure that your car is winterized and that you're ready for winter weather. On the line with us right now is the director of Repair Pal Automotive Group, Jill Trotta. Jill, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what are some things that we should be doing, if we haven't already, to be ready for the rest of this winter?
Well, you know, it's never too late to get ready. I guess the only time when it's too late to get ready, excuse me, is after your car has already had a problem. Mm-hmm. So some of the things you really want to focus on when you get your car inspected, especially in cold weather, is make sure the charge on your battery is good. You want to make sure that you've had your battery checked in the last year, that the charge is really up to par, that it's not a weak battery. Because in about 10 degrees, the battery only retains about 40% of its charge. So if it's in, you know, marginal shape, you might have a problem and you might be stuck. The other thing that is greatly affected by temperature is your tire pressure. At 10 degrees, for every 10 degrees, you'll lose about 1 to 2 pounds of tire pressure. And if your tire pressure is low, you risk a blowout, and that can be very dangerous, especially when the roads are wet and slippery.
Absolutely. Antifreeze is important, too, isn't it?
Yeah, the antifreeze in your car is important, the one for the engine. Also really important is the antifreeze that goes in your washer fluid. You don't want to make sure that the engine has proper heating and cooling capability, but you also want to make sure when that sludge gets, you know, tossed off the road onto your windshield, that you have the proper mixture of the washer fluid to clear your window. Because not being able to see would be very dangerous.
Well, that's right. And that's why the wiper blades have to be the right size and well-maintained too, right?
Exactly. You know, good rule of thumb, change your wiper blades once a year. Even if you're in warmer climates, the sun just deteriorates the rubber. And being able to see, especially when it's bad weather out there, is very important. And you can't just go in and put any wiper blades on your car. Make sure that you have the proper ones for your vehicle, the right size, so they will clear your windshield in a, you know, efficient manner.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's all those other things under the hood that, you know, may not appear as a problem until it's too late, right?
Yeah, you know, your belts, your hoses, your brakes, all those kind of things that you can't see and that you don't regularly look at. You want to make sure that you get your vehicle regularly inspected at least once a year. You know, as oil change intervals get pushed out longer, it used to be get your oil change every 3,000 miles, which, you know, could be every few months. Now, with oil change intervals what they are, and the manufacturers recommending not as frequent oil changes, you might not have your vehicle inspected for quite a long time. But you do want to make sure that you go in and have it looked at least once a year.
Yeah, and change in season is a good time to do that. And if you did not, as we were entering into winter, do that. Now is as good a time as any to do it, right?
Yeah, it's never too late. And Repair Pal has a list of great shops. If you go on our site, we've vetted those shops, we've checked them out, we've made sure they treat their customers well, and we make sure that they are qualified to work on your vehicle. It's a great source to, you know, find a good place to do these kind of inspections and repairs.
All right, well, we'll check it out then. Jill, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye now.